On this Wednesday afternoon, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, and hope you're having a good day.
You know, it's a gorgeous day here in the Midwest, but not so much if you're near Dorian. Talk a little bit about the destruction that this hurricane has done, and then what you think might be on the plate for the Carolinas and agriculture there.
Well, certainly, I don't have to say too much about the Bahamas that have been certainly devastated by the storm. But, you know, when it comes to the southeastern United States, the folks there have been extremely lucky. The storm has just been far enough off the coast. There's been very little damage to the citrus crop, no damage to the sugar cane. As we go forward through these next 2 days, that might change a little bit, at least as far as row crops is concerned. South and North Carolina both will be impacted by the storm with a lot of wind and rain expected. The latest model data suggests a little wobble in the storm, perhaps, and that might help to spare some of the crops in eastern North Carolina, at least to a certain degree. We're expecting to see enough wind blow inland, though, into corn and cotton production areas that there may be a little lodging done to some of the crops there. Also some flooding rain that might put a few soybeans underwater for a little while. That's not expected to be a widespread serious issue. The storm is going to move fairly swiftly, so even though there's going to be some incredible rain amounts, it'll happen very quickly, and the water should drain out of these fields fairly well. So at this point, a little damage, but most of the impact is going to be on that coast where all the property is. A lot of homes will be impacted by the storm. The Outer Banks will probably be slammed pretty hard, and that's where the greatest amount of damage is expected.
Let's blow westward into the Delta region. We haven't talked a lot about it other than they got started late like everybody else did this year. And then maybe check in on the Midwest, too, for me.
Yeah, the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin both have been benefiting from Dorian's presence by keeping a little mini high-pressure system over that area. It's really drying down quite favorably. That's good for some of the harvest that's underway. Also in the Midwest, we're finding a little bit of a drier tendency here near term. And that has also been helpful in maybe speeding along a little bit of the crop development. We still need a lot of heat units, and that's probably the biggest issue for the Midwest. I don't think we're going to be seeing any dramatic warm-up across the area here in the next couple of weeks. We might actually have a little additional cooling take place towards the latter part of next week, real briefly. So it's all about degree day accumulations and keeping it as warm as possible and as we go forward through these next few weeks, obviously, to get this crop as far along as possible before we deal with frost and freezes.
So what do you think the average temperatures or the average highs and the average lows might be, depending on which numbers you have?
Yeah, I think the northern part of the Midwest will probably see 60 and 70 degree temperatures in this first week of the outlook, and then mostly 70s into the second week until late next week. Then we'll probably go back to some 60s again. The lower Midwest, though, probably see temperatures 70s and 80s for the most part. Those 80s will probably be lower 80s most often. Not necessarily all that bad for this time of the year, so we should help to support those crops. Those low temperatures at night should stay mostly 50s and 60s, except in the far north where there will be 40s. So the crop will probably continue to perk along at least at a fair pace.
The further west we go, the more likely we're planting and harvesting at the same time. What do you see in those areas?
Absolutely. You know, the central U.S. plains have had a lot of rain this summer, and the soil conditions out there in parts of Kansas and the Texas Panhandle are really good for winter wheat planting, and some of that is underway. We'll see field work advance fairly quickly. This is the early crop that is usually grazed for a while, and it looks like it should have very good environment to get off to a fair start. The precipitation has backed off on some of these areas, so some of the summer crops are getting an opportunity to dry down a little bit, and we'll start seeing better maturation conditions and eventually a more aggressive harvest environment for those early season crops.
Our next stop probably should be China and then some of the other places across the planet that you've been watching.
Yeah, China, it's had a very interesting summer. It was a bit too dry in that North China Plain during the spring and early weeks of the summer. Then they got some good rainfall during the heart of summer, and now they're going dry again. So some of that region up there is probably going to have a little bit shorter yield than what they would like to see, but it's not been a disastrous year. Unfortunately for our market prices, there's just an additional reason to keep the prices in the doldrums there. In places like Australia, though, there's still an ongoing, very serious drought. Queensland and northern New South Wales and have been in a drought for almost 3 years, a serious one at that. It hasn't rained but once, I think, the last few weeks, and there's no rain on the charts for the next 2 weeks. Normally, planting of summer sorghum and cotton begins at the end of this month. And, of course, winter wheat, if it had been planted, normally would be in the midst of reproduction right now. Some of the irrigated crop was planted, but the environment is really not very good for that. The crop is going to be small, even though it's irrigated. Water supply is pretty darn low right now.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.